You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. One of the best drummers to ever pick up the wooden sticks, that was Neil Peart with the cover of Buddy Rich's Cottontail off a cool disc, and a tip-off to my brother and fan of the show, Doc Domino. That was from the 1994 album Burning for Buddy, a tribute to Buddy Rich. A nice album. This album was delicately spliced and an homage to one of jazz's best drummers. This album was produced by Rush's Neil Peart and is full of rock, jazz, and studio drummers, accompanied by the talented Buddy Rich Big Band. The great Max Roach and Guns N' Roses drummer Matt Sorum shows you the range of talent on this disc. A definite pickup to your jazz catalog, if you will. Welcome to the show, and thanks for tuning in. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the center of the proverbial jazz universe, filled with an equal amount of echoes and contemporary jazz sounds, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. We're here to travel the broad spectrum of one of America's finest inventions, featuring musicians like Louis Prima, Jimmy Smith, Lee Morgan, and many more. Traveling down your speakers next here on Neon Jazz is a trio of very talented musicians, assured to give you a jazz gem. Here's guitarist Barney Cassell, drummer Shelly Mann, and bassist Ray Brown coming together with a Wonder Twin power combination on a 1959 song called It's All Right With Me.
Hey, I'm Mark the Love Man Pender from Conan O'Brien's show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the talented mainstream modern jazz quintet out of Kansas City, Killer Strayhorn, with the tune Tiger's Lair off their impressive 2012 release, One Begins to Wonder. Formed in 2005, they are loaded with local KC talent. John Ward is on guitar, James Isaac handles the sax and flute, Greg Klinkenbeard is on bass, while Chris Lewis takes care of the keys, and Jim Lauer handles the drums. This is their third CD, and it is getting better and better over the years with some solid reviews on this album. The band writes many originals as well as rearranging numerous jazz and pop standards, making them pop in a brand new way. Whether on disc or in person, Killer Strayhorn is a good local outfit, keeping the KC jazz scene moving forward. Up next on the show is a cool cat on the vibes. Here's Detroit native David Pike with the 1966 song Sunny from his album Jazz for the Jet Set. Thank you. That was multi-Grammy Award nominee and Brazilian pianist and singer Elaine Elias with the 1992 song Wave off her 1992 album called Fantasia, not to be confused with Disney. She is known for her distinctive and immediately recognizable music style, which blends her Brazilian roots, alluring voice, with impressive piano skills. All of her recordings have gone to the top five on the Billboard charts and top five on other radio charts in the U.S., with many reaching number one. On the international front, her albums explode off the shelves in Japan and France, like many jazz artists do. She performs all over the world and can be summed up well by what Jazz's magazine recently said: a citizen of the world and an artist beyond category. How do you top that one? Without blame and full of soul, here's alto sax man, composer, and bandleader Jackie McLean with the 1960 song, Don't Blame Me. Neon?
Yeah.
Jazz. Yeah. Thank you. That was clarinetist, saxophone player, and flute guy John Carter with trumpeter and cornetist Bobby Bradford with the tune Woodman Hall Blues off a very cool Mosaic Select disc. John Carter was based mainly on the West Coast. It was here he met Bobby Bradford in 65, with whom he worked with on a number of projects, including this one. He also played with Hampton Hawes and Harold Land. Carter is a member of the Downbeat Jazz Hall of Fame. Bradford's long-running association with Carter brought the duo increased and needed exposure. One of those indelible jazz duos that did not need each other, but thrived together. Here's a jazz standard in the world of music for all players out there. This is Mr. Louis Prima with the song Just a Gigolo. I Ain't Got Nobody, off a 1991 Collector's Series disc.
And just a gigolo, and everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance. Oh, what they say. There will come a day, and youth will pass away. What will they say about me? When the end comes, I know those are just a gigolos. Life goes on without me. And just a gigolo, everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance. Oh, what they say. And there will come a day, and youth will pass away. What will they say about me? When the end comes, I know there's just a gigolo. Life goes on without me, 'cause
I ain't got nobody.
Oh, and there's nobody just for me. There's nobody just for me.
I'm so sad.
Sad and lonely, sad and lonely. Want some sweet mama? Come take a chance with me, 'cause I ain't so bad. Then. And I'll sing her. Sweet love song. Oh, love the time. She will only be. Only be. Bop, de, bo, de, bop, de, bop.
I ain't got nobody.
Nobody kiss for me. There's nobody kiss for me. Nobody kiss for me.
I ain't got nobody.
Nobody, nobody kiss for me. There's nobody kiss for me.
I'm so sad and lonely.
Oh, lonely, oh, lonely, lonely, lonely. Want some sweet mama? Come and rescue me, 'cause I ain't so bad. And I'll sing her. Sweet love song. Oh, love the time. She will only be. Only, 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 baby. Baby, come on. Sugar, darling, I ain't got no boundary. Baby, and nobody.
Nobody.
It's nobody.
Nobody.
It's nobody.
Nobody.
It's nobody.
Nobody.
There ain't no one.
There
like neon jazz.
That was influential Cuban jazz pianist Frank Emilio Flynn with the tune Midnight Theme off a 1999 Cuban Revolution jazz album. Blind since his teen years, Flynn did not let this disability stifle his creativity or limit his contribution to Cuban music. He only came to international prominence in the late 90s, but his mark on the jazz world is legendary. Flynn made his American stage debut in 1998 at New York City's Lincoln Center, just 3 years before his death. A latecomer, but a legend. Coming at you next is a real journeyman in the realm of jazz and blues, having performed with the likes of Bob Dylan, Jay McShann, Dr. John, and much more. This is Duke Robillard with his jazz trio on the song Back Home Again in Indiana off his 2012 album, Wobble Walkin'.
You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was Holland pianist, educator, and arranger Rob Van Bavel with the song Soon off a 2005 tribute album to the great Chet Baker. That is a good album to pick up. The end is near, and we are going out in style on this episode of Neon Jazz. Here is the master of the Hammond B3 organ, Mr. Jimmy Smith, with the 1960 tune Jumpin' the Blues off his Midnight Special album. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the polish behind Neon Jazz.
Back home again.
Mr. John Christopher.
Hello.
Talk to us about our show. Let us know what you want to hear or not. Our contact call letters are neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Eat that chicken pie. That was multi-Grammy Award nominee and Brazilian pan...
Multi-grain?
Multi... Well, that was a... Whoa! That's the grain coming up on you.
Oh, that's the group, the Bran Flakes.
That's right. They're kind of corny.
Yes.
What do you want for nothing?
Neon Jazz.